Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a German Lutheran pastor, wrote a series of reflections on the Sermon on the Mount that were collected into a book called The Cost of Discipleship. He maintained that discipleship, following the Lord, requires us to make a radical choice to follow Jesus and then to accept all the consequences that go along with that decision. His own religious convictions led him to forcefully defy Adolf Hitler and the policies of Nazi Germany. And in the end, the ultimate cost of his discipleship led to his death. Bonhoeffer was hanged on April 9, 1945, just 1 month before the end of the Second World War. While discipleship has forced some people, like the martyrs, to decide between life or death, very few of us will be asked to pay that ultimate price. But we are expected to live in a certain way. Saying yes to God is the commitment that is spoken of in our scriptures today. Our readings demonstrate this cost of discipleship. In our first reading, the prophet Elisha left his parents behind. The individuals in the gospel were told that they too would have to leave family responsibilities behind. Now, in societies that are based on strong family relationships, those bonds and responsibilities were so important, and only for a very serious reason did one set them aside. But our scriptures understand that commitment to the service of God trumps all other commitments. Now, not every call to follow Jesus requires leaving one's family. For most people, I believe, it is precisely within the family that discipleship expresses itself. For example, husbands and wives are called to unconditionally love each other. Parents are certainly wholeheartedly committed to their children, and sometimes even adult children to their aging parents. And some occupations, by their very nature, demand more than others. Doctors, nurses, teachers, police and firefighters. Still, regardless of our call in life, discipleship requires unselfish commitment. We don't always know where the call of God is going to take us. He has a plan and a map of how to get there, but he doesn't share it with us ahead of time. And that's why sometimes we hesitate to respond. Or we get a few steps into the journey and then begin to doubt. Or we simply refuse to answer his call at all. Jesus says to us today, "No one who sets his hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." And why is that? Well, if you're plowing behind a yoke of oxen and you look back to see where you've been, you're going to veer off course, and the rows that you are planting are not going to be very straight. Think of using your cell phone while you're driving. You become distracted from the most important thing at hand, and you take your eyes off the road, and you begin to wander into the other lane and end up in an accident. If we commit ourselves to following the Lord, our goal is to follow him into his kingdom. We can't keep looking back, regretting what we left behind. The past needs to stay in the past. We need to keep forging forward. We must be a forward-looking and a forward-thinking people, because the kingdom of God is still ahead of us. While discipleship is demanding, it is also rewarding, because it holds God's promise. Being committed to God as a faithful disciple leads from fear to trust, from doubt to confidence. Instead of holding back, we need to jump in with both feet. And instead of looking back over our shoulder, we should instead put on blinders so that we can only look forward to the good things that God has in store for us. That is the call of the Christian. That is our call, to keep focused on what God is asking of us in life.